Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu wa Ramadan mubarak. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there's nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear a witness that Muhammad is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Praise be to Allah. We welcome you to the Airways of America Muslim 360 for the broadcast of The Female Solution. And we have designated the last Wednesday of each month as a male-only conversation that men talk among themselves concerning a myriad of important subject matter. I want you to take care of some fundraising efforts first. We are in the month of Ramadan, and this is our our fundraising efforts or the Ramadan fundraising efforts to help fund the community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. I want to share this with you, and we'll be right back, inshallah. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing.
All our listening audience for joining us. We know that you depend on American Muslim 360 to bring you quality program you can't get anywhere else. So I'm going to ask you to keep us on air and help us to continue this quality program by supporting American Muslim 360 with your contribution. So go now to cwfc.us on your computer, tablet, smartphone, or whatever device Allah has blessed you with, and make your contribution today. American Muslim 360 is believer-supported radio. Now, something I want you to know. For many years, our brother Thomas Abdul Salam and Dr. Aisha Kareem paid for American Muslim 360 out of their own pockets. Well, CWSC has removed the burden, and even CWSC can't do it alone. So we need you to go right now to cwsc.us and make a contribution. Our most popular giving level is $9.99 a month. You can give online right now. It's secure, convenient, and allows each of you to do our part. Together we can remake the world. And if you'd like to phone your pledge in, a representative can assist you right now. Dial 910-317-0297. Yes, that's 910-317-0297. Jazakallah wa khair. CWSC and American Muslim 360 appreciate your support.
Alhamdulillah, and we shall open up the lines of my co-host Naima Latif and give her the greetings of Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak. Naima, your mic is open.
Hi. Yes. Yes. So we are back, and we have introduced the subject to our listening audience.
Move around with Deborah and fourth Saturday
and
with
are preparing them for your discussion
PM to 9 PM Central Time
after this public announcement.
516-059-225. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Yes, and we are back with our co-host Kareem Hamid for this men only discussion, and we are prepared to hear what the men have to say about private education and critical race theory. And we want to know exactly what is critical race theory. Is it as what some whites are fearing, that we're going to paint them as evil monsters responsible for all the world's problems and cruel people who whose descendants are still responsible for the vestiges of slavery and oppression? Will their children be made to feel bad about themselves because we're teaching the history of what happened? Is this what critical race theory is all about, or is it about simply explaining what happened so that we can correct injustices and imbalances in our society? And private education, should schools have the power to teach what they want? And is that better, so that we don't have these conflicts over what should be taught and what is our responsibility for our own education? So we're looking forward to this men-only discussion today, led by our host today, Kareem Hamid. Thank you so much, and Ramadan Mubarak.
Why, you are welcome, and Ramadan Mubarak to all of us that are fasting in this blessed month. I have some guests in the lineup here, I want to ask Abdul Shahid if he would press 1 on his phone. That's an indication. I see your number, but you would, there we go. And I ask Wali Ayub Bilal, if you would, press 1 on your phone. Okay. And I ask Imam Dilesi Umar, if he would, to press 1 on his phone. Praise be to Almighty God. Okay, we have Ayub Bilal with us. Okay.
As-salamu alaykum. And have them.
Wait a minute.
And Brother Kareem, as-salamu alaykum, Brother Kareem, if you could ask them to please spell their name when they first speak so we can pull it up on our screen here on our YouTube and Facebook page so we can make sure we identify them properly. They can spell their name when they first come on to speak. JazakAllah.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Alhamdulillah. Wali Ayub Bilal, if you would, please introduce yourself and spell your name, please. Wait a minute, let me open up this mic. Okay, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, please introduce yourself and spell your name, please.
Yes, I'm Wali Ayub Bilal. I'm the Imam out of the Philadelphia area. My name is spelt W-A-L-I. Middle name, A-Y-Y-U-B, and last name, B as in brother, I-L-A-L. I am honored by Imam Hamid calling me last night and asking me to be on this morning, and the two questions, racism and privacy and in schools. My belief has been for some time, I guess since the Nation of Islam, that we should have. Yes.
Imam Wadi,
yes, sir.
We'll get into further discussion as we move along. I know it's a very intriguing subject matter, Yes, sir. Okay. Imam Dilesi Umar, would you please introduce yourself and spell your name, please?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings. Ramadan Mubarak, best month of Ramadan to everyone. My first name is D as in David, E-L-A-C-I-E, and Umar, U-M-M-A-H.
Alhamdulillah, thank you. All right. Abdul Shahid, would you please introduce yourself to the audience and give a correct spelling of your name, if you would, please?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. This is Abdul Shahid. Of course, A-B-D-U-L. Last name Shahid, S-H-A-H-E-E-D.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The subject matter that we shall discuss this morning is the subject of private education and critical race theory. We shall give a brief explanation of what critical race theory implies. But first, I want to share with you some words from our freedom fighter, Dr. Martin Luther King, to kind of set the stage here of why it is important that we as men talk with each other on a myriad of important subject matters. I bring you now the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King. Maybe pay close attention. This may set the tone for this honest and open discussion. Here we go.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. Made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look at in the dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. There's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. There's always something pure. Yeah. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will call. Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and do it.
Okay, praise be to Almighty God. That's a...
Thank you very kindly, Mike.
That was a address that our daughter, Dr. Martin Luther King, shared with us to be proud of who we are and do not be swayed by others defining you, defining who we are and our attributes. Later on in that address, he states that if the so-called Negro is to be free, he has to look down into his own soul and use the pen of self-asserted manhood and write his own Declaration of Independence, that we must look down into our soul and take the pen of self-asserted manhood and write our own Declaration of Independence. So praise be to Almighty God. We have two subject matters here, and to me they correlate. It is private education and critical race theory. Let me somewhat share with you just briefly some aspect of critical race theory. Critical race theory is a cross-disciplinary examination by social and civil rights scholars and activists of how laws, social and political movements, and media shape and are shaped by social conceptions of race and ethnicity. The goals include challenging all mainstream and alternative views. The scholars of critical race theory say that race is not biologically grounded and natural. Rather, it is a socially constructed category used to oppress, used to oppress people that they have deemed as minorities. Scholars of critical race theory say that race is not biologically grounded and natural. It is a social construct used to oppress and exploit people of color, and that racism is not an aberration, but a normalized feature of American society. According to critical race theory, negative stereotypes assigned to members of minority groups benefit so-called white people and increase racial oppression. Individuals can belong to a number of different identity groups. But someone is moving around. I'm hearing a lot of background, unfortunately. If you would, mute yourself, please. Praise be to Allah. It is alleged improvements or advantages to people of color tend to serve the interests of dominant white groups in what the scholar Bell calls interest convergence. These changes do not typically affect and at times even reinforce racial hierarchies. This is representative of the shift in the 1970s in Bell's reassessment of his earlier desegregation work as a civil rights lawyer. He was responding to the Supreme Court's decision that had resulted in the resegregation of schools. Praise be to Allah. So critical race theory is questioning the legitimacy of race and how race is baked into the fabric of the society in which we live. And there are myths There are made-up stories, and there is actual fact and truth about the history of this country and its citizens. And it is just an idea that has been discussed. But now we are seeing the education have made that one of their priorities to move against, to not fully support the telling of the full truth. Our history books is just that. It is his story. Our narration is his narration from a Eurocentric point of view. So I'm going to ask if you would, let me see, who shall I call on first? If you would, Abdul Shahid, if you would share with us your musing on private education and critical race theory, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you
please
so very much.
If we can be as succinct as possible, then we will safely utilize this precious time that we have. Thank you. Go ahead, my brother.
Thank you, sir. We'd like to greet everyone again with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. And I'd like to thank Imam Kareem for inviting us on this platform. It's an excellent subject matter. When it comes to critical race theory, we all know, especially the African American, that it's not for K through 12 schooling. It's not to educate them on critical race theory. It is to do an analysis of what happened to African-American people in this country and how we're being impacted from various policies that have been really thrust upon us. So our people have a certain behavior, and there are people who want to analyze why this is the case. And just common sense dictate that we need to make an analysis of what happened and how these policy integration affect our people. This is just plain common sense. We know we've been impacted in terms of our upward mobility, in terms of the progress in our community, and there's a cause and there's an effect. This is what the critical race theory is all about, to get to the root cause of why we behave the way we do. And, of course, we all have been impacted by something in our life. And when it comes to education, the parent is responsible for educating their children. The parent, ultimately, is responsible. The government cannot be parents. This is part of the overall problem in our society. The government is not set up to be parents, and they can't be parents. So the parents are responsible for educating their children. If the parents are not responsible, how is the parent to look out for the future generation? It is through education. I don't care how complicated it might seem to be, but we know that the Almighty Source Creator has placed everything in us to take care of our community life. It's already inside of us, and that's where education comes from. Come from what's inside of us. Each and every one of us have traits and qualification and expertise that the Almighty has put inside of us. This is what education is about, drawing those things out of us and manifesting them. If we have teachers that do not understand the background of where the student is coming from, do not really care and love the student learning about what their future holds, that's going to be a negative impact on that child. No matter how smart the teacher thinks that they are, but if the child is not loved and cared for, and there's no concern about the family life of what's impacting that child, how is the child going to learn properly? When I look back on my
good
own
question.
Education. Yes, sir.
It's a good, you asked a good question.
Oh, yes. Thank you. when I look back on my own educational process, starting in kindergarten, I knew from the very first day that I was surrounded by a teacher that loved me, no matter what my family situation was at home. And I felt comfortable in that situation. And the majority of our teachers back then was African-American teachers, and they were very well qualified to do the job. And I still carry that impression even until today. And many of my classmates, when we talk about the same thing. They still feel the impact of those excellent teachers. But today, the majority of our public schools, the teachers are Caucasian, female, and this is a problem. So critical race theory is to analyze those things that impact the upward mobility of our people. But, of course, the policymakers are going to take advantage of that because the status quo is what they're trying to maintain. So I'll just leave it at that at this point.
But okay.
Private education is a must. Private education is a must. We cannot just leave education to the government. Once government is involved with education, now you have a brainwashing, and that is not education. Education is to pull out of the human being what the Almighty has put there to make progress for the whole society. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Abdul Shaheed, for your enlightening commentary. Okay, I want to call on Wali Ayub-Bilal, if you would very succinctly give some statements in regards to what we are presenting this morning, private education and critical race theory, if you would, Imam Bilal.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the invitation, number one. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. And
Ramadan Mubarak. Wa alaikum as-salam.
So, as I mentioned a moment ago, I'm very honored at your request today. Even though I'd have been good just if you'd have told me just get on and listen to the Shaheed and DeLacy and yourself, I'd have welcomed that just as much. You know what I mean? So I'm very honored. All of us, I guess. I'm 75. My family was strong in the South, and my family is strong in up here in the North in Philadelphia. My father, his brothers, and a sister. Not all his brothers, and not all his sisters, but about a good six of them came up this end before I was born. I was raised myself. Most of my family lived in Philadelphia, North Philly, which was basically African-American community. Myself, we lived in a neighborhood where there were African-Americans to our left and to our rear, but right in the center where we lived, there was a school across the street from where we lived, and it was mostly Caucasian. I can't say I remember as far back to there, but I remember certain things that was taught to us that shouldn't have been taught to us, especially by the time I got into sixth grade. There were things put in front of us. Matter of fact, there was a movie, and like I said, I'm in the sixth grade, and they presented a movie on the rich man's drug. Never forgot it. Never forgot it, and I questioned the teacher about it at that time. They showed us that, and I asked the question, why? Why are you telling us that? And they didn't really, as adults, they didn't really have a good excuse, but as I got older, I see that the pattern is we were living in a society across this country that didn't mind before us as children. And I don't know how it affected their children, but I know from looking even today as guns are put in our neighborhood, it works against us. I, coming into the Nation of Islam, I know that there were schools established around the country by Christians, et cetera, but I know that I of the Nation of Islam was our own schools, teaching our own. Now, those of us that's on this phone, we know that speaking so far, we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't actually teach racism. He gave us a message to pick us up. Those who didn't see themselves as strong enough to do things, he called us to do for ourselves. As we read the Quran says to us, God, Allah, Arabic, Allah, but still saying the God, created us different so we'll learn from one another. So even the trial that we went through as a people, it is almost a command from God, from Allah, the Creator, for us to have our own schools, not to teach racism, but in order to make progress. And in time, he says in us, you know, learning from each other, there's also a people that comes in following the rules so much so that they become a mercy to humanity. That mercy to humanity is not always the government. Matter of fact, we can see that in America, it may be very few times it's the government that looked out for the people, because the government has been there the whole time we've suffered as a people. So our example, I believe, and I get it from my father, I get it from who was not a Muslim, didn't live to become a Muslim. Before he died, he knew I came into Islam, and my brother came out of the, I came out first of Vietnam and joined the nation. Then my brother, when he came from Germany, he joined the nation. And he went to my brother's wedding, and he felt so good about us as a body of people that he said, if I could live longer, I'd become a Muslim. He didn't live long enough to do that. May Allah accept that as his plea to be following that particular message. But nonetheless, in the training that we got as a body of people, occasion was to do for self. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't teach us to hate the Caucasian. Yes, we had to look at his actions as a majority in the world. But remember, he also said, don't think they just do this to you. If you wasn't around, they'll do it to each other. So there's something that has been wrong in the education of the leaders who have been somewhat put in charge over those many years, no matter what country they were in. Even when we look at what is being done today in Russia, how could they feel comfortable? I've been in a war. I've seen destruction in Vietnam. How they feel comfortable just to want to destroy people because they can't rule them? At least that's what I get out of that picture. And the world should be saying, the whole world should be saying, Russia, stop or we all come against you. Ourselves, having our own educational fields, actually would be a help to humanity because we're living an example. And that example would be to pull yourself up and be good. You know, because like I said, nobody, I don't believe, have to be taught to hate. But when we see that the educational systems was right in our face as we were children, teaching us we're nothing. The books taught us we were nothing. You know, later on we got more material, and we found out about these bulls and, you know, all the different African-Americans who took a stand. Frederick Douglass was my hero as a youngster, him and Harriet Tubman. You know what I mean? So, but today, when we look at all that we've had since then, we have to work together and establish schools, not just our Sister Clara Muhammad schools or our University of Islam, but our brothers and sisters who are Christians. We have to establish schools that teaches the human being, particularly the African-American human being, that God is with us. We're not, and my favorite, one of my favorite ayats, that when the victory comes, we're in the day of the victory today. When the victory comes, stay humble, stay in prayer, and don't do to them what they did to you. So those in authority, or look to be in authority, they fear retribution. We don't want retribution. All we want you to get out the way. And I believe when we have our own schools, you know, we fund our own schools, then we could teach our children. And if we let other children come to the school, which I don't think I've ever heard it said that they can, they will learn. And there might be some children who would look at what took place and dislike what their foreparents did. They should dislike it. If I find out my grandfather was a devil, I'm going to dislike him. What we're saying as a people is not an attack on them. It's just let's tell the truth. Every human being, we see today more autism in our community, that's the community of African Americans, than probably we've ever seen in our life. But they deserve a chance because many of them are smarter than us in some things. There's some young children here. So when we look at that, we got a couple children up here. I got family that I'm aware of, my two grandsons. But at the same time, there's some in the family that's just a little bit older than them. But they can read language. My oldest one, that's about 10, something like that, he can get on the computer and do language that his mother can't even understand. But the teacher sees that the child is understanding it. So there's a choice that humanity got to make. Do we hide the dirt and keep allowing it to slip out here and there? Or do those of us know that we can handle anger? I believe I have never hated anyone. I'll put you in the hospital if you push for it. But I have never hated nobody. Society has allowed the schools, the hospitals, the banks, and everything to be unjust to us because of the color of our skin, even after robbing us of knowledge, not allowing us to teach. So we're not trying to open private schools or look at racism with an eye to get back. That's easy to do. That's real easy. What we have to do is set a better pattern by first educating with truth. Who's God? Man ain't God. Educating with truth and bringing out all possibilities. And how do we know? How do we, particularly the Muslim, know? So God says it. I made you different so you can learn from one another. So that means the Caucasian, the Hispanic, come in Caucasian too. They come in black too. The Russian, the whatever. All of us got something to teach the other. If we be human. But if we got a body of people, yes, sir, if we got a body of people, just say this if I can, if we got a body of people that's leading the world and want to keep a cover on destruction to the human race, then we need to get up and that needs to be a battle for real. But we must establish educational centers that belong to us, that teach the truth to help the whole of humanity. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Okay.
Yes,
I want to open up the mic.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Before we go to the next caller, can we take a quick break? We got to take our break every 30 minutes. And we'll be right back after this quick break.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Come together.
over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of comments about race, racism, and extremism, and a moral standard, till finally the question was asked, where does it stop? It stops right now, right here, on American Muslim 360. Sister Debbie?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland. Please donate. American Muslim 360 and the community-wide Shura Conference are so important to me personally as a non-Muslim. I'm getting emotional. This is so important to people like myself. That's why I've donated $100, even though I'm on Social Security. From the last telethon, I put $10. I actually put the extra cent in there, $10 a month. It has just transformed me and my perceptions of things, and it can do this for lots of non-Muslims. We need you all. We need you all so badly. We have been living in such ivory towers, and that pun is intended. We don't even know it. So we've got to keep this movement going. We've got to make it work. It's what the country needs. I think it's what Allah wants to have this country have. So please donate. I know even if it's just a dollar or something, just any little bit. Let me say one other thing. This telethon is so important to me that I spent Christmas Eve with American Muslim 360, which I usually would spend activities at the church. So just so you all know how important I think this is for non-Muslims and for Christians, that's my proof right there. Keep it going, people. Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
And me. We love you, Sister Debbie. And me. Assalamu alaikum.
Sometimes we can't afford not to give. Keep America.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director of Community Wide Shura Conference, or CWSC. Thanking you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 Radio Telethon. Your tax-deductible contribution will help us continue the vital work of building our national intelligentsia. You'll also be helped the Twin Servant of Peace, Excellence in Broadcasting and Communication College Scholarship Award in honor of Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, the founder of both American Muslim 360 and CWSC. Visit cwsc.us today and click on the blue donate button to make your convenient and secure gift online, or call 910-317-0297 to make your pledge. Honoring one of our own while supporting our national intelligentsia, give generously, because together we can remake the world.
Partnership, but sometimes we don't understand how men think, and so we need to listen. So in this last Wednesday of the month, we asked men to call in on the American Muslim 360 line, where Kareem Hamid is hosting a fabulous panel of speakers to address the topic of private education and critical race theory. Call in 515-605-9891. And sisters, we're going to be on for a brief after show from 9 to 9:30 Central Time, and we'll reflect on what we heard in today's discussion. So I believe we're back with our host for the day, Kareem Hamid, and our panel. Go right ahead.
Yes, we are back. I could call upon Imam Delacy Omar if he would share with us his comments on private education and critical race theory, if you would, Imam Omar.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me, and our hats off to Sister Aima Latif for having such a wonderful program, the Female Solution, and then allocating the last Wednesday of each month for the Males Only discussion. We appreciate that. I also want to say salam to everyone, peace and blessings. Especially to our panel, co-panelists, Brother Bell and Brother Shahid, Ramadan Mubarak, to everyone. I want to twist it just a little bit on education. You know, I was looking at this technology going forward called ChatGPT. And, you know, this technology is threatening to alter education as we know it, even as far as the latter, as engineers, architects, et cetera, they are developing technology that's going to make those jobs take on a different form. You know, we probably going to always need engineers and architects and other administrators, but it's going to be a lot different. Their skills are not going to be needed as much as now in artificial intelligence moving at such a fast pace. But there is a need to look at Booker T. Washington's program in Tuskegee, how they developed that with Dr. George Carver, how they went to the building and the basic trades, and there's a movement now in the government to promote vocational skills, carpentry, masonry, plumbing, welding, et cetera, all of the basic things that you need to build with. And, you know, this was the focus that when we began our ascension from slavery and Jim Crowism, et cetera, there was a debate about academia versus vocational training, et cetera, et cetera. And Dr. Booker T. Washington, of course, took the vocational pathway. I'm encouraging and working with young people, also encouraging development of skills and basic certifications. Everyone is not going to be a college material. So I think we got to take another look at education, and if we want to build model communities and make progress, we need builders. We need people who will take the hands-on approach, not to limit or diminish the need for academics. Because even in building, you got to be able to read blueprints. You got to be able to measure and calculate and all of those things. So you get to, you know, I really never understood what fractions were for until I got a tape measure and started the measuring materials to cut, to build, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that was the practical application of fractions that we had us studying so much in school. But just wanted to make that comment on education, that we as men, we need to pass on our skill set to the younger generation. And that those skill sets also should be viewed as our vision, our perception, and how we feel about the future of our community. You know, pass those ideas along, that legacy. Let's make sure that it's living and moving forward. You know, I'm a Floridian. I live in Florida, where we have I'm circling back now to critical race theory, where we have a governor, Ron DeSantis, that's he's very aggressive in terms of nominating himself to be the watcher over the, I would say, the Caucasian interest. And I haven't heard him really address minority interests since I've been listening to him. I haven't, so I think I can fairly say that he's really more concerned with the interests of Caucasian people than he is people of color. But trying to make sure that the things that protect and promote their ideology is what's put forward. That's not critical race theory. I don't know what it is. You know, that he can take a preference, and it's racism. It's racism and bigotry. He can take a preference to promote one people's ideology and not be respective as a governor for all the people of the state, not be respective of the needs of the other people. So, you know, this critical race theory has just been a talking point that political savvy people use to promote their idea or to tap into the prejudices of other people. And, you know, we've experienced a great and bountiful overdose of bigotry, hatred, animosity, all of the things that really work to destroy society. So I'll just leave it there because I think I said enough to bring home the point. And, again, maybe we have some comments later. Thank you. Thank you, Evan Green, as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your wonderful, excellent commentary. Imam Delaysi Umar, praise be to Allah. I want to share now. We have an educational system in this country, but it is Eurocentrically focused. It is Eurocentrically focused, and it does not meet the needs of the total society. You know, in the Christian scripture, it says, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, the lie is racial superiority. And even the Caucasian should be embracing critical race theory to free themselves. The idea of superiority is an idea that the so-called Caucasian cannot live up to, and he is tormented by that. The progress and excellent demonstration of other people, he sees that as a threat to his position of superiority. Instead of utilizing the best of what he finds among other people, and that best is shared, and the total society benefits from it. You know, in the history of slavery, there were rice plantations placed, I think it was in the Carolinas, I'm not sure. But the Caucasian had no idea of how to profitably grow rice. But the people that were brought here from East Africa, they were very proficient rice growers. And they taught the Caucasian how to successfully grow rice. That is coming in touch with each other and becoming familiar with all of our attributes. So the sharing of knowledge. Now, and I reiterate, know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. Caucasians, if you want to stop agonizing, if you want to stop sitting up worrying and biting your fingernails over the advancement of other people, you have to do away with the lie that you are a superior race. Take a deep breath and ease yourself of that torment. Ease yourself of that frame of mind that somewhat irritates you. So critical race theory, as human beings, not just as African Americans, but as human beings, we are aware of our past. And it's not enough just to brush it aside and let's move forward. There is a cause. There is a cause and an effect. And unless the cause is discussed and called out, then we shall continue to live under the effects and the idea of white supremacy and white superiority. Our curriculum books are loaded with fallacies and lies that uplift one race. And this is, I'm talking about what is taught in our school systems. So Abdul Shaheed said something that was very important, and I'm quite sure we all agree, that we must establish an educational system, a school system that teaches the truth, you know, that teaches the truth. If we want our children to progress, then we have to take on the responsibility of properly educating them. You know, we have very learned African Americans among us, high degrees coming from institutions of higher learning. But how is that benefiting us as a people? They have been educated in institutions that take the focus off of doing for yourself, creating the best for yourself. So having a private school system which shifts the interest, the view, the perception of us and others as a people is very important. We are in a universal world now. Globalization is real. And the old world is not adequate enough to move the human being forward. We must come into a new perception, a new way of thinking, and a different view of the whole world if we are to make progress. So the idea of establishing private education so that our children qualify to function successfully in this global and universal reality that we are in, they must be taught the truth and the equality of the human being. And the equality of the human being, that is our responsibility as parents. When you enter into a public school system, then you cannot teach what your heart may desire. They set the curriculum, they set what will be taught, because it is a public school system. But if you have your own private school, then we have the right to teach our students the truth. I'll stop right there. Is there anyone? Let me see if we have someone that may have pressed one on the phone. No, I see no one now. But any males out there that wish to join this conversation, we ask that you press one on your phone and let's talk about it. Private education and critical race theory. The obligation is upon us. The responsibility is upon us to educate our children properly so they can function in this global society, this global economy, this global environment that we are in. The old world is passing away, and there's nothing wrong with critiquing the old world so we do not make those same mistakes as we move forward. Okay, I'll stop right there.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
Yes, it's time to take another break. But I think we got a couple callers on our line, so we'll come to them right after this quick break. Men, if you want to call in 515-605-9891, then Kareem will see you directly on his switchboard. I see we've got calls on our switchboard. So we will come to you after the break. And sister, today we're just listening so we can understand how men think, so we can form a better partnership as we solve the issues of our time. So we'll have a quick after show at 9 o'clock, women, so we can discuss what we heard. But we'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
You're listening to America Muslim 360, believer-supported radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is Rajia Mukman with Al Mukminun Islamic Center, asking you to become a contributing supporter of CWSC and AM 360 at the most popular giving level of just $9.99 per month. Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift, or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Aisha Kareem, CEO for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join me in making this month a giving month and help us continue building our American Muslim intelligentsia, including a National Speakers Bureau, National Resource Directory and Human Resource Network, National Scholarship and Cultural Preservation Program, internships, and of course, our flagship broadcasting center, American Muslim 360. We're believer supported and ask you to include CWSC and AM 360 in your tax deductible contributions. Visit CWSC.us today and make your gift or call 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Insha'Allah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you and me. I'm going to be part of MCNRD and contribute my talent, my expertise. I'm going to apply for a CWSC scholarship someday in honor of a pioneer. I pray I grow up to be a leader, a strong woman, courageous with no fear. But until that day, I need you to stand in my place and be part of the group intellect until I can join the race. Visit CWSC.us because together we can remake the world.
To certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you
Yes, this is Ms. Noura Amatullah Muhammad. I'm calling to support CWSC and American Muslim 360 because it has been a great service for me, especially during this Ramadan. Before, I was not able to read from the Quran because of blindness, and was not able to find anyone who would spend the time to read for me. But hanging in there with American Muslims 360, I was able to hear every juice every day, and I loved the Arabic reading with the English translation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The things that Imam Muhammad has told us to do bring success to our lives. And I want you to know that American Muslims 360 has made my Ramadan the best Ramadan in 8 years. I am so thankful to Allah. And I thank all the readers, and I thank American Muslims 360 for having the courage to go ahead and remake the world. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. You are welcome to my pledge from now on, and every time I get a little extra money, you can see me coming through. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Get comments and get your thoughts. And brothers, we're going to listen as you have this discussion at 9 o'clock. And women who want to call in, you need to call in before 9-515-605-9325 to the female solution line. That's 515-605-9325. You got to call in before 1 because the switchboard cuts down at 1 o'clock. So call in and join us for the after show discussion for the men only. Look at private education and critical race theory. So I believe we're back. And are you ready for me to open the mics of some of our callers? And, of course, if you are listening online and want to join this conversation, men, call in 515-605-9891. And women, call in 515-605-9325. And any men on our line, if you press 1, I'll let our host know, and we'll open the mic and get your thoughts as we take a look at private education and critical race theory. And some whites have said we're teaching reverse racism. We're teaching black children to hate white people and white children to hate themselves, and they don't think that's right. But what do you think? What do you think? And what is our responsibility to teach what we believe our children need to know? If we say the public school isn't doing job, what should they do? Yes.
You know, with the history of Germany, they are a very proud people. They are very industrious, and they add value to our lives at this time. But they had among them, born among them, was one of the most vile men in the history of the world. That was Adolf Hitler and the establishment of the Nazi Party. They have had a truth and reconciliation about that. They have discussed that openly. They have not shunned it. And they have learned from the mistakes of the past. And they are moving forward. Yeah. It's the same with us and this country. Matter of fact, in South Africa, they had a truth and reconciliation, huge meeting, admitting what took place, admitting the errors, and the whole society, inshallah, will benefit from that. You know, in order for a sore to heal, you have to give it some air. You have to give it air. And over time, there's a scab that that forms itself over that sore. It protects it, and it keeps it from festering and growing. It's the same with ideas that are diseased the admission of that and to critique that will solve a lot of our social ills. Embarrassment and shame, you know, there's a way of moving beyond that. I may be ashamed of something that I've done in my past, but I can make the correction myself. I can be a better person and not make that mistake or that error again. It's the same with the critical race theory. Let's admit that all people are created equal and endowed by their creator, by God, with certain inalienable rights. Among those rights is the right to life, liberty, and to own property, the pursuit of happiness. So in order to move forward, we have to give the womb the light of day to air it, out, to openly discuss the errors of those that came before us. There's nothing wrong with that. If we are to heal as a nation and move forward, we must have the courage to critique what we have been given as a way of education, as a way of governing ourselves, and as a way of value systems, how we value a thing, how we feel about a thing. These things have to be aired. If we have been given an education that does not meet the fullness of the whole society, there's nothing wrong with that. But I agree with those that have spoken earlier. I don't believe that that is the responsibility of government. No, that is the responsibility of every parent, of every community that have children. That is our responsibility as parents, no matter what color we are. Education is your responsibility as a parent, and you want to make sure that you are giving your children the best education, the best set of priorities, the best moral standards to govern their lives. So to critique, but I'm not relying on government to do that. I'm calling on us as citizens in this country that we take responsibility for the proper education of our children. And inshallah, that we'll reconstruct that the aberrant behavior of the citizenry of this country, the idea of white supremacy. So there's nothing wrong with having private education. We cannot give that to another people. That is foolish. We have to educate our own. And I call on Caucasian educators. Educate, but give proper education. Tell the students listen to this, this first word, the therapeutic truth. The therapeutic truth. We need therapy in this country. We need therapy. We need to analyze what has happened to us and how we can make the correction. So this fear of critical race theory, don't try to save your face, saving face. Don't save your face and lose your rear end. You won't have nowhere to sit.
I'm going to use that one.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we've got some callers on the line. We got some callers on the line here. We want to go to. We can open the mic, or we can take in this order 314-677 and 773-450. So hold on, and then after that 773-436. Let's go first of 314-677. give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments on this topic.
This is your favorite. How you doing?
Excellent. It's Brother Pianti.
You know, Pianti, Assalamu Alaikum. Has to do. Well, one of my favorite topics.
I know.
Black kids, students. And, you know, we have worked for independent education, especially alternative education, schools of choice, which I am a strong proponent for. But, you know, your topic today, when you talk about private schools, I'm for private schools. If parents want to have private schools, they want their children to go to private schools, that's perfectly fine. You can choose whatever curriculum you want, whatever textbooks you want. Go ahead and do it. And also, even in public schools, the state statutes in Missouri says that your textbooks, curriculum, and instruction material can be whatever you want it to be in the public schools in Missouri. But here's the point. That ain't happening in the public school because apparently the parents and the people, somebody's got to need to mute their mic because they got a lot of noise, moving furniture or something, I don't know. But that's not happening. Academics is just not there. There in Chicago, on South Stewart Street, you got Barbara Sizemore School, which is 97% black. All the teachers are black. And this is a charter school. But when you look at the performance, you got 8% of the students that's proficient in math at grade level and 3% in reading. Philadelphia, the average teacher wage salary in Philadelphia public schools told out to be about $98,000 when it was last reported. About $78,000 in salary and about another $16,000 in benefits to go up on that. That's about $94,000. So I don't understand all these claims of things not happening the way they should do when you got the power to make it happen. As far as critical race theory, I'm totally against that in public schools. You have parents come out and say they don't want it. You have marches by Asians in New York say they don't want it. You got blacks that say they don't want it. So I do agree with you that the parents have a right to choose what their child is taught. Look at the Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan. They came out to a school district meeting, board meeting in Groves, talking down CRT and also the sexual explicit books that's being introduced in the public schools in Dearborn, Michigan. And the Biden administration, which blacks came out and supported overwhelmingly, well, they DOJ, the FBI, put many of those citizens that came out complaining on the no-fly list. Stephen Bogans, I guess. So people come up with all these explanations, but you got the power to teach your kids whatever you want to. You got Brother Ibrahim School there, Akeem, on Natural Bridge in Garrison. It's more like a daycare center. Last time I seen, people were, even a Muslim in Mars 28, Brother Muhammad's Mars over there on West Floyd. And actually, yeah, that's West Floyd. I don't know what the number of students, or should I say children that's among the members there, but they don't go to Brother Ibrahim's school in any great numbers. In the high school, my grandson went over to Cardinal River. It was a lot of Muslim students that I used to go over to Brother Ibrahim's school and teach some subjects. they end up at Cardinal Ritter. So apparently the parents just don't want their kids to go to some of these schools and be influenced by some of these subjects. And that there is something that has to be dealt with the parents. I don't know what it is.
Kianki?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes. You know, yes, there has to be first, the parents themselves need a re-education, you know? They were formed and shaped from the educational system that shaped and formed them. But there are some parents that are conscious. You know, I'm quite sure this won't happen all at once. Not all at once. It may start small. But that consciousness shall continue to grow, you know, as we educate parents along with students, you know. And they are trying to pollute critical race theory with LGBTQ, the same way that they have tried to water down race relations in this country by adding LGBTQ to that subject matter. They are piggybacking on the social ill attached to race. But LGBTQ has nothing to do with race. They are latching themselves to it. So we have the right to be selective and discriminating about what our children are taught, you know, about what our children are taught.
Let me ask you a question, brother.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. When you talking about the LGBTQ group, who is the they you talking about? That's another thing. When we talk about these particular subjects, hang on for a second real quick. Let me explain and go.
But I was what's
I think you got the right answer. Huh?
Kianti, all I'm saying is that we recognize a foreign element being introduced into the education of our children. We recognize that, and we have the right.
Well, hang on. I think who you talk about today is the activism that wants to promote that. And amongst that day, you got people of many different shades and hues. You got blacks amongst those days.
Right. That has nothing to do with race. Nothing. It has nothing to do with race.
Well,
it is someone's perception.
Yeah, but I understand it has nothing to do. I understand you say, you know, King, sometimes I hate to call in because I always end up in an argument with y'all.
No, we aren't arguing.
Yes, you are, because I was trying to say something. You're talking over me.
Well, oh, wait a minute.
Can I say what I got to say, please?
Hold it, Kianki. Hold it. I am the host of this presentation.
Well, why did you ask people to call in?
Well, Kianki, if you feel that you're not being treated justly, then I hate to
say it. Why do you talk about justice then?
Well, look, let's move on.
All I ask is let me say what I got to say. You're doing a disservice for those that's listening.
No, Kianki, you have been given.
Well, just
an
let me say what I got
time.
To say. We don't have
well,
to do
right,
any,
go ahead,
any further explanation.
Go ahead. Every time
as I
you
was saying,
come on,
as I was saying,
we have discussions
well,
like
you
this.
Said that already. Let me say what I'm going to say. In your day, you have blacks that do consider themselves as a particular ethnic group and also pertaining to a race. They want critical race theory. And then on the other side, you got Asians and every other ethnic group in this country that don't want it in the public schools in particular. They can have whatever they want to in their private schools. But you know what's wrong with the private schools? parents of these memberships, these groups, they don't want to send their kids to these schools. So you got a heck of a problem. It's not whites that's doing it. It's the people that you're trying to target. So I'm totally against critical race theory being in public schools for the simple reason you can't teach bias in those settings. If you want to do it in a private setting, go ahead and do it. But it seems to me there's an animosity because most people have their kids in public schools and they don't want to be associated with those other things. That's all I want to say, and I think you can look at it and see that it's true. Thank you.
You are welcome and continue to call in. I like our lively discussions, Kiyaki.
We have another call if you want to try to.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, we got another. You want to take the other caller or wait till after the break? Give him a little more time to speak. We can wait till after the break to take the next caller. We have a couple more. Yes.
Okay. And we got a call on this line. So after this break, we should speak from you aboard and then here on AM 360, inshallah.
All righty.
Okay. We ask you don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah. We are discussing the topic of private education and critical race theory. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, and we are grateful for the interact in there.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Dipreeta Hadi, Director of CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory, with this important update as a CWSC volunteer in the MCNRD directory. You are one of the most powerful tools to help community development. Our institutions are in need of your time, energy, and expertise to help fulfill the vision. Go to cwsc.us and register today. Your duty awaits your arrival, and we look forward to seeing you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Khalida Akbar, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. Thank you for supporting the CWSC Annual End of Year Telethon to help us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. We are believer supported. Take a moment now and help us reach our $10,000 goal by making your tax-deductible contribution at CWSC.us. Click on the blue donate button located at the top right of our homepage to make a convenient, safe, and secure contribution online in whatever amount is comfortable for you. It's not the size of the contribution, but it is each of us doing our part to the best of our ability. You can make a one-time or recurring contribution, which enables us to better forecast our operating revenue, and know we have your support each month to maintain and expand our operations. If you have any difficulty at all making your gift, please call us at 910-317-0297. A representative will be happy to assist. You can also go to paypal.com to make a payment by credit card to CWSC. Our most popular reoccurring gift level is just $9.99 a month or 33 cents a day. It's a small individual amount based on all of us doing our part to ensure our intelligentsia is strong and ready to remake the world. A recurring contribution means the monthly amount is automatically deducted from your designated account to CWSC. You can cancel it anytime. Of course, while your contributions are tax deductible, it is the multiplied blessings of charity, especially during this month, that give the greatest rewards for our generosity. You can also call in your gift by phone at 910-317-0297. Include your name, telephone, and email, and a representative will assist you with making your contribution. You can also mail it in. If you make your check out to CWSC, you can mail it to CWSC Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, Village, V-I-L-L-A-G-E, 4905 34th Street, South, number sign 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Together, we can remake this world into a better place for all people.
At 609-325,
press 1 to speak to the host and... Hi, I'm Mama Joy.
And I'm Reverend Rosemary.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah alayh, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community and then eventually national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
One, and women, we're going to be listening in, and we're going to have an after show from 9 to 9:30 Central Time, and we want you to call in before 9, so you can get on our switchboard 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to make your comments. And we've got a comment from Facebook. Yen Viata says we should be have a more holistic approach to educating our children. Critical race theory promotes more of a victim mentality and ignores the history of cruelty and violence in Africa before the slave trade. Well, now that's an issue men perhaps need to take a look at. We'll talk about that in the after show more as well. Yes, are we looking at ourselves as victims and not taking responsibility for having created that situation that we found ourselves in? That is a question. I believe we are back with our host, Kareem Hamid. And we can take one more call and then take a call from your switchboard. And, of course, again, we are talking about critical race theory. Yes, are we reinforcing the idea of being victims? And is this empowering or disempowering in teaching history in that manner? Even if people think they're superior. Do you need to pay attention to what they think in their own minds? Can anything anyone thinks, says, or does to you change the reality of who you are, if you know who you are? That's a thought. I believe we're back with our host, Kareem Hamid. And we've got, I'm going to go to 773-450 and then take another call and then go to 312-671. And we will then take, we're going to get to the after show and take 773-737. So hold on. And if you are listening online and want to join this conversation, you can make your comments if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube Live, and we'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. Or if you want to, men, you want to join the panel with your comments, call 515 605-9891 so Brother Kareem can see your number on the AM360 switchboard and open your mic. And we've got some folks that have something to say. So, Kareem, are you ready for me to take another call?
I certainly am.
All right. 773-450. Your mic is open. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your comments on this topic.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. Hallelujah. Greetings to all.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan
Mubarak. I believe that's Brother Obadiah from Chicago.
Brother Obadiah. Yes, you know, first of all, this is a very interesting subject, and just because I want to throw in the plug, my main reason for always listening to this program, because it's about solutions. People complain so much. Nobody wants a solutionary. So let's deal with the solution. First of all, when it comes to education, you can even think in my own personal life, I went to public school, right? So you learn to read and write. Of course, education's kind of questionable because they give you a lot of information that's not true. You have to figure out later on. So here's the bottom line. Of course, every child's education needs to be supplemented. We didn't even have a bunch of money, but my father would go to a thrift store and get A through Z dictionary and encyclopedia books for us to use. And I would read the A through Z encyclopedia or dictionary so that I would know what was going on in the world. They don't teach that in school. You're dealing with what traditionally they do. They do exactly what brainwashed education is. They lie to you. They tell you all this stuff. You believe in Columbus and all this other stuff. That is on us. Because at the same time, they're teaching Santa Claus and all this other foolishness that has nothing to do with life and how you evolve. So, of course, you should definitely supplement your education your whole life. Never listen to anybody. Once you learn to read and write, read up on it and do your own research to find out what you get. And just to let you all know, just for the heck of it, how serious it's been through the years. Back when I used to go to college in the 70s and 80s, when we went to the library as one of the few black students at the universities, because, of course, they had all these white people and everything. We were just rare to even be there. They had just started giving us grants to go to school. But at any rate, we wouldn't have to go to a library where they had research books. Now, this is where you get the real information. You can't take the book out, right? So I would have to steal these books overnight, fly it under some, and come bring it back just to get the truth. That's how serious it is about you getting the truth in life. You have to seek it. It's not going to be right in front of your face. It's not going to be on the television, on the internet for you just to get like that. You need to seek the truth, then you will learn. The piece with the critical race theory is this. First of all, who's interested in race if it ain't the people that's afraid of being extinct? Let's go back to that. Because when somebody started thinking, boy, if we go with them, if we get involved with them and we populate, we won't even exist anymore. So that's what started all of this slavery and all this stuff that made black people feel like they weren't even human, including chattel slavery, which they created and went on for what you call that century. So there's still damage left over from that. So in the 60s, when it came up the idea of critical race theory, it was to say, look at what you've done because you created this division among the race or this inferiority complex in a group that doesn't deserve that. As a matter of fact, if you go back to education and study for yourself and do that actual research I just discussed, very few people will do that, by the way. I know when I was in college, I only had one other friend who would have done that. He also went on to learn Hebrew and teach his children and all this other stuff, but we were the only ones thinking like that at that time. So you take that, consider the idea of somebody being treated inferior or 400 years being told you're nothing and nobody, and then you look at today's world and how that's really spilled over. When I was growing up, we didn't carjack our grandmama at age 13 to 15 because we just wanted her car and push her down and steal her purse. Where did they get that from? But when society starts taking old people and sticking them in senior citizen homes and nursing homes and anywhere to get them out of the way, then grandma's not on the porch or on the block checking everything out, keeping the respect up. So when you deal with critical race theory, they need to put that out. The white folks are the only ones that's afraid of it because they feel like, oh, you're talking about race and you can expose all the evil we've done. Yeah, well, let's expose it so we can move on. Okay? Last piece is this. You have to decide, because if you go back far enough in history, you'll see the divide, kingly relationship between us and the Most High. And so if we embrace that culture that went back before what's traditionally taught, we would be where we should be right now. And it isn't in front of a television. It's about open skies and looking up at the sky that's above you for what you need. There's birds, all types of animals out there, and things to teach you about what you're supposed to do in the whole of things. They keep teaching us about me, mine, I, existence, and we keep bumping our heads against the wall. We're created to be a we, us, and our group. So I'm part of the new group that's coming in. The old group of these presidents and all these people in government that just want to do wars and all this, they'll be eliminated. And when they're gone, we're the ones that are going to create something different. So it's interesting to speak on that, but I just say I digress to what's traditionally taught, and that's what you have to be concerned about, what they teach your children in school so that you can teach them what you're supposed to teach them about who they are. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Obadiah. Okay. Thank you. Excellent commentary. Okay, I thought I had someone here on the line. Okay, well, what we'll do is I'll go through guest panel. Praise be to Almighty God. Abdul Shahid, if you would share, please.
Yes, sir. Everyone has made some excellent comments and some gave us something to think about. But the fact of the matter is this. There are people in our society just do not want certain people to make progress. Critical race theory is not taught in K-12 school. It's not taught there. And they're passing law not to make sure that it's not taught there. But so we're going to continue to teach the other lies that they've been teaching us all the time, teaching our children all the time. So the fact of the matter is this. If we're going to make progress for ourselves and our kind and for mankind, we have to teach the truth. This is what we have to promote, not continue to promote the status quo and teach lies. It's obvious that Columbus did not discover America and so many other things, lessons that we have to put up with are not true. Why can't we settle up on what's true? The unfiltered truth, and let the chip fall where they may. But it oscillates the responsibility of the parent to teach and educate their children. All what we need to do is pass on our experiences, our life experiences. This is what education is all about. The parent must pass on their life experiences to their children and the grandchildren so they would not make the same mistakes that the parent made. Life is about correcting mistakes, not repeating them. This is the warning to ensure that we do not repeat the mistakes of our parent and grandparent and even our teachers so we can move forward to make progress. But if you don't know and never analyze and never studied the mistakes of the past, then we're just bound to keep repeating them. So critical race theory, I think we all have to settle up on the definition. And this is where the narrative is taken over by most of the Republican states. They define what you're talking about. And they've taken over the narrative. Critical race theory is not taught in school, in public school, from K-12. It's not taught there. It's a postgraduate and analysis and study to understand the impact of the past on certain people. It is as simple as that. But if you're in power and you don't want things to change, I guess I will fight against it too. but it still doesn't make it to be the truth. We have to teach the truth, the unfiltered truth. And that's not two truths, it's one truth. And we should expose everybody to it for those who are responsible for teaching the truth. Thank you. Brother Imam, I think I'll just leave it right there.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum. Before you, before you take the next panelist, I think we got another person on the line who wants to speak. Area code 312671. You got a comment on the topic today? A brief comment on today's topic before we take the next panelist.
Yes, ma'am. All right, okay, we win. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois. And what I have to say is what the brother just last said, that's fantastic. We have to teach the truth, and the truth must prevail. Matter of fact, it will prevail. And black love is number one. Black love matters too. Black love cures all that is wrong and make it right. Now, I got something special, Naima, for everybody in the world. And this is both from Brandon Johnson.
You know, Minister Plump, this is the international show. We can't do Chicago politics today because they're really talking about a national issue. We got hold on that, and we'll get back to that when we get more into Chicago politics before the election. We appreciate your call in, and we're going to continue. We'll be on that tomorrow when we come back to talk more about what's happening locally here. Go ahead with your next panelist.
Okay. Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, if you would share some brief comments. We've got 11 minutes of broadcast time left, so let us be conscious of that.
Yes, sir.
And we have two more panelists that will speak after you. So if you would be conscious of that, thank you, Imam.
Yes, sir. I'll try to be very quick, and that is to say this here. Times have changed. Today is our time. Not just black. It is the time for those of us particularly who went through this trial here in America, who've come through many things, and we've seen success in many ways. We've seen failure in many ways. But it's time for us to come together, build what we need to teach humanity. And you teach humanity best when you live what you say you believe in. I don't believe, I'm like the Imam Hamid, I don't believe the LBG, whatever they call, belong with our argument. Just like we wouldn't, if we arguing that blacks have been treated injustice, we wouldn't feel comfortable with a bunch of Caucasians saying they wasn't treated injustice. This is a different thing. Put things where they belong. Everybody ride in on us. And we understand it because we've been treated so bad. If they treat us right, then maybe they can get a break. But then that argument should be a human argument, not black, not white, not this, that. So we need to work together. We need to open our schools. We need to have our rules in our schools. And those rules go by the scriptures. That was God has given us. There's not a body of people, I ask the Arabs when I speak to them, show me a place that would be the design that we should follow if it's not here in America. So I'll leave it with that so someone else can get in. Thank you for having me. I appreciate everything. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Imam Ayub Bilal. Thank you for your excellent commentary. Now I call upon Imam D. Lacey Umar to give some commentary, if you would, please.
Yes, peace and blessings to everyone again. just wanted to want to allow for the callers to come in. I agree with what Brother Shahid and Ma'am Bilal said, that, you know, this is our time, and we really need human to think in a different terminology other than color human, because some of the issues we are dealing with, they are shared concerns by all races and colors, et cetera, et cetera. So just I think we have to reprogram the thinking to see ourselves as we are created human beings of a specific ethnicity, but shared freedom spaces, sharing spaces with all the other colors on this planet. Thank you. Peace and blessed Ramadan Mubarak, everyone. Blessed Ramadan.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Blessed Ramadan. And we are hitting up upon something that is preparing us for the present and the future. As I stated earlier, we are in a universal environment now. Globalization is real. Universality is real. And in order to prosper in that environment, the universality of man, then man's thinking must rise to that level of consciousness in order to make progress in this world. And we want our children to be qualified to move into this new dynamic, the globalization and universality of the human being. But we have to deconstruct the old thinking. And you deconstruct it by critiquing it. You have to critique it and see where mistakes were made. See where the flaws are, so that we never repeat that again. There's such a thing called cause and effect. We are good at responding to the effect of something, but you go directly to the cause and you pull it up by the root, and that way it does not continue to grow. You know, know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. It will set you free from biases, from racism, sexism, you name it. So, but we have to expose the lie. This is too important. The future of humanity is hanging on this, that we deconstruct the old paradigm of thinking of white supremacy and others as being less than. And you can only do that when you critique, not from an emotional level, but from a therapeutic level, so that the human being can heal from the misnomers and the lies that have been spread among us as human beings, and we begin to treat each other as one species, as brothers of each other. We are human. So that is the responsibility of parents. Every parent that is aware, that's conscious, can direct their children themselves. It doesn't have to... It does not require a large building somewhere, although that would be excellent. But right in your turn your home into institutions of learning. Every parent that shares the idea of white supremacy must be deconstructed. They're obligated to share that information with their children. I can, you know, race was not brought to me as a young child. I had to walk into racism blindly. My parents didn't discuss it. They did not discuss it. And here I am, a young boy, and I walk into racism, and it shocks my system, because I've not been educated by my parents. They were obligated to inform me of the dangers of the environment that I was living in. We have to do that for all of us. I include Caucasians in this critical race theory so that you can heal, so that you can heal, and you're not all up in the air about quotas, about color-coded quotas, that we're all human. And the old idea has to be eradicated. And we are obligated as parents to educate our children. This race theory, this you speak of Africa and other nations, this idea of white supremacy, it went global. So this is not just a local issue here. This has universal implications. It needs to be discussed around the world so that we can eradicate this silliness of color coding connected to the value of human beings. And so I'm not looking forward to public school doing that. Only those parents that are conscious, because many of them are victims of the old way of thinking, and it takes time to eradicate an idea. At one time, human beings believed the earth was flat. That was taught in institutions of learning, but that was proven to not be true. And look at how far we have come. That was an old idea, but it has died. It's the same way with the idea of white supremacy. Shall die. It is dying a quick death now as we speak. But I still say the responsibility is on every household, every parent, every uncle, every aunt. We have to educate our children properly. And not continue to give them false ideas. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, just want to let women know we're going to be speaking on an after show, so you need to call in now, 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. We're going to play our ending, and then we're going to head on to the after show. Press 1. You're on switchboard. We've got some callers now, but anybody on the AM 360 line that wants to continue with the after show, you need to call in now. Switchboard closes at 9, so 515-605-9325. And we got a couple of comments here on Facebook with our viewers. Zelda says, Grand Rising, men only. Thanks for sharing your wisdom. We appreciate your candor. Amen. Obadiah, teach. And then she says, and Beata says, they've been pushing critical race theory in elementary and high school in Florida. The truth is every culture on planet Earth has practiced cruelty to others. So let's educate the new and older generations with a peace-filled curriculum. Yes, we're going to talk more about that in the after show. Thank you, Beata. And Beata also says, please stop speaking about the lie of white supremacy. Speak and promote only truth of human unity and similarities. Some of us need to work on healing the past wounds instead of promoting the wounds. Well, that's a statement to definitely take a look at. Are we healing by talking about the past pain? So thank you, Brother Kareem. I know we'll be heading off in about 10 seconds, so
yep.
I'm going to invite people to join us in the after show. And thank you so much for hosting a fantastic discussion. We appreciate you.
Alhamdulillah, I want to thank my guest panelists for taking part in this discussion. I want to thank Abdul Shaheed. I want to thank Wali Ayub Bilal and our beloved Imam Lacey Umar for their contribution to this wonderful subject matter we've held this morning here on the Female Solution. Alhamdulillah. I want to invite you, if you would, to tune back in to American Muslim 360 for a broadcast of Narrative Aspirations. It airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim. And also, if you would dial in at 5 Eastern Standard Time for Halal Industries Do For Self, hosted by Imam Wali Ayub Bilal that you just heard, and Narrative Aspirations is hosted by the program director of American Muslim 360, Mr. Khalida Abdul Aziz. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. We came to you in this blessed month of Ramadan with the greetings of peace. We leave you with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa Ramadan Mubarak. May the peace, blessings, and mercies of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we have a blessed Ramadan. May we keep our intentions right, keep our hearts right, keep up our prayers, and Almighty God ask the human being, Fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadziban, which of the two favors of your Lord will you deny? I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, sail and prayer, men's fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, and off to work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and little helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life, and all the things he's given me that make my life, for the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, "Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright, you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
you gotta be
grateful for your life,
and
all the things he's given you that makes your life, for the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to God's, and I sing the nation's prayer, asking for his blessings for people everywhere.
and our sons and daughters fighting for a land, trying to make a difference for this and but they gotta be right. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Peace be unto you, Ramadan Mubarak, Assalamu alaikum.